I am consistently inconsistent. Oh my goodness. I gotta tell you, this episode, I had to call it consistently inconsistent because I am making it my duty, my purpose, my goal, my value, my everything, to live in my truth and to follow my purpose. And part of me following my purpose is this podcast and my YouTube channel. So I definitely am pushing myself to do this thing, and definitely I'm gonna try to post more on social media as well. So this is my promise. I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let's go.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
It is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these chur in school, chur? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can somebody, please. So can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, so let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Grand rising, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Abarigani, beautiful spirited butterflies. You are back with another episode of My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau, your host. And we just got a lot going on today, spirits. So much to talk about. So many things has happened, which is why I decided to, you know, call this title this episode consistently inconsistent, because this is about getting your shit together. So many things, so many avenues, you know, so many genres that we can play on, you know, when it comes to that particular topic. And I'm breaking out so many things in this episode, you know, entertainment. One of my friends actually wanted me to start talking about, you know, people in the entertainment business, artists, rappers, singers, you know, all that jazz. And, you know, also just, you know, continuing to spread the word and things of that nature that I have been doing in the past. So we're going to definitely get into it. But before I do, you know, I always have to break out my quote, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Lego.
I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. By Rosa Parks.
Spirit!
What's going on?
Oh my goodness. Hi, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really love this because, like, I've been researching and listening to a lot of, like, The Breakfast Club and Wendy Williams and stuff like that. And what I gathered from it is that they have, like, people in their background, especially if they do, they show themselves, like, if they're the host and all that stuff. So I think it's very important for me to not feel like I'm alone and that I'm, like, really talking to people. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Of course, it's really no problem.
You like that?
Yeah.
See, that's so cool. So yes. It has been a wild week for me.
So what you been doing? What you been up to?
Yeah, so I've just been like, well, I stopped working at one job. I was working at a doctor's office, doing like medical billing, coding, insurance, things like that.
Oh yeah?
Yes, it was fun. I really loved it.
How long you been in that field?
I was only doing that for a little bit. I was only like doing that for like a, not even like a, yeah, I guess you could say a week. I got hired on through my school because I got, I graduated for medical billing and coding for a diploma, so.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Big salute to you.
Yes, yes.
It's good to see a sister out there doing her thing.
Mm-mm. I love it. But yeah, so then I stopped working there because it just wasn't, like, I felt like I wasn't paying enough. The people, the women that were originally already there, they were just like, I kind of feel like they already had the show. You know how people say it's too many chefs in the kitchen? I did. Like, they were good. Like, it was way too many chefs in the kitchen. They didn't need me cooking. So I was like, let me deuces. I just kind of just left, stepped out on faith, like always, and just was like, you know what? Gotta find me another job or whatever the case may be, you know, so I can get my business up and running. And lo and behold. Freaking, yeah, next day, you know, I get a call, or actually a text messenger, like, hey, can you come in for an interview? And I'm like, okay, oh my God, it's going to be so crazy. And they're like, yeah, we found you on Indeed. And I'm just like, I'm automatically like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But in my head, I'm thinking, I'm about to bail this. I just got off work. I'm tired. I don't want to do this. But I'm like, you know what? They called me. They were like, are you coming? Like, I really want to interview you. I was like, okay. So I get there. It was like a very not normal interview, like you would normally see it, like a professional.
What do you mean by that?
You know how people will like have like suit and tie, they're sitting across from each other, they like have your resume, they tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, what? Tell me about a time when you had to do this and that. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing like that. Dude had on shorts, like he was just like.
What kind of?
I mean, dude was high. Like
at the interview?
At the interview.
What kind of office was this?
Listen, I'm not telling nobody.
Hold on. What's the name of this company? I'm going to report
this. I'm not telling nobody. But it was good. It was all good stuff. I loved it. Anyways, they ended up loving me, the dad. And it's a company. It's just a dad, the son, and me. And they literally just hired me to sit there and answer phones and stuff. And I just kind of feel like that was totally a blessing from God because now I can focus on my podcast. I can focus on my social media content and, you know, just really get my stuff up and running, my marketing and all that.
Yeah, you have a lot going on in your career.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to get it going. But how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really just trying to get my business off the ground as well.
Yes, getting that money, ringing it up. Well,
no choice.
Yes, and you know what? We actually need to do an episode eventually where, like, eventually people are gonna start probably saying, "Who is this person in the background?" So I think it'd be dope. Like, once it started to get bigger or whatever, we introduce you and bring you around and stuff like that too. If it like really catches on or whatever, so I'm super excited, but. We got a lot to talk about today, tonight, this morning, whatever time you are listening to it, Spears. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, so many things is happening in the news. So many things happened to me. So many agendas. I want to talk about the baby. I want to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. Listen, I've been reading up on my information. You know, the Black Network or whatever on, what is it? I think it's 95.7 or whatever, so. Yes, I have been definitely reading up, and I got a lot to say. I got some opinions.
I saw you posting on that earlier this morning.
What?
About 95.7.
Yes, I listen to it every morning on my way to work. That's one of the things that I know, like, even though I started my business, I really wanted to just, like, have a job to hold me down. Obviously, I'm a mom. I have bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get it twisted.
And we all.
Right. So, but at the end of the day, So at the end of the day, I needed something that was like, okay, hey, you know, just answer phones, you know, collect a paycheck and focus on yourself. And that this job gives me that, and I get to listen to the radio on my way to work. So it's like, Boom, boom, double win.
That was easy.
Yes, so I'm really excited to get into the show, to talk about everything we need to talk about. And then I also, to explain why I called it consistently inconsistent. So again, I'm just basically interviewing myself, just kind of getting into the groove of things and really getting, letting people know what this is all about. So are you excited?
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited. Yay. So let's get started, okay?
Access granted.
Hello? Girl, I got a psychological news for you. Girl, what is it? Okay, did you know if you announce your goals to others, you're less likely to succeed? Studies confirm you lose motivation. Say what? Say huh? So, spirits, this segment, damn segment, was so near and dear to my heart that I had to give you two different synopses, basically, two different scenarios, two different backgrounds, two different situations, all that jazz. So today I am going to be talking about Saisha McCardo as well as the baby. Okay, so the reason, so this also ties into the, you know, the title of the show, Consistently Inconsistent, and clearly the baby has been consistently inconsistent. Sorry, boo-boo, but it's true. Unfortunately, there has just been some things that has been taking place on his timeline since he said what he said, and I am not here to judge. I am not here to, you know, to say anything negative about anybody. I don't, on as far as my views and opinions, I will share that with you in a second. But first, it's very important for me to kind of go over the timeline and things of that jazz. So are you ready? Yes. Okay, so first, let's actually talk about what happened, like what went down with the baby. Okay. So basically what had happened was during the Rolling Loud Miami 2021's final day on July 25th, DaBaby had taken the stage after, you know, he said, you know, after he did his music and things like that. And, you know, he got on the mic. A couple of things that he said: if you didn't show up to today with HIV AIDS or or if any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighters up, is what he told the audience. So let me just repeat that, because I said that and started laughing. That was kind of like, I didn't, so that was kind of crazy. So let me just finish that. So let me redo that. If you didn't show up today with AIDS, HIV, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighters up. Okay, so that's pretty much what he said. And then he said, ladies, if your pussy smell like water, put your cell phone lighter up. Okay. Then he said, fellas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighters up. Okay. So these are the three comments that DaBaby made, and it took over. And it's to be expected. It literally is to be expected, because it's the world we live in. So I'm not surprised, and I'm surprised that other people are surprised. That's the only surprise there. So let's actually talk about the timeline here. So Team Baby. I am still Team Baby. I don't really give a fuck what he said, because in my opinion, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I'm still Team Baby. Y'all trying to get me to talk about it early, but y'all not finna get me today. All right, so right after it happened, days after it happened, T.I. decided to, you know, get on and defend DaBaby. He said, hey, if you're going to have Lil Nas X video and him living his truth, you damn sure going to have Lil Baby, like the people like DaBaby, who speak their truth. He said, ain't nothing wrong with none of it. It ain't going, he said, if it ain't got to be, wait, hold on, let me just repeat that, because sometimes when you try to read and talk, it's crazy. So this is what he said. If you're going to have Lil Nas X video and him living his truth, you're going to damn sure have people like DaBaby who going to speak their truth. He said, ain't nothing wrong with none of it. It ain't got to be no hate. It's all honesty. Everybody living their truth. And that's truth. And that's facts. That's facts on facts. No printer. That's what T.I. had to say. But let's look at the timeline here, spirits. So when that happened, right? Obviously, DaBaby, you know, decided to apologize and things like that when he realized that he offended gay people or homosexuals. So he definitely, he said, my gay fans, he said, okay, so this is what he did. He went, you know, after he realized that everybody was getting kind of out of control with it, he decided to kind of go back and say some more things. This was on his Instagram. So when he went back and apologized and did those things like that, I think it got even bigger. And if I was DaBaby, I would have never apologized, because it made the situation bigger than what it needed to be. So I don't know how the fuck to say her name, nor do I give a shit, but Dua Lipa. I clearly don't care. I promise you I don't. I do not give a fuck about how to say this girl's name or boy or whatever it is. These days, I just don't know. So I'm just going off of what I see. But Dua Lipa, whatever the fuck, she actually took to Twitter. Because Dua Lipa was, she actually is a mogul, okay? And her and DaBaby has a song together. And it's the remix of Alleviating from, sorry, I was trying to read as I'm talking at the same time. Like I told y'all, it is hard. It is hard. But basically, I read this. I did a little bit of my research before I got on here, but I wanted to make sure that everything, you know, added up. But Dua Lipa is horrified. She actually tweeted days after, you know, she found out about this. And she said, I'm surprised and horrified at DaBaby's comments. I really don't recognize this as the person I worked with, she wrote on Instagram. I know my fans know where my heart lies and that I stand with LGBTQ community. We need to come together to fight the stigma and ignorance around HIV/AIDS. So that's, I'd be so ready to jump into it. Okay. But that's that. Who is she? She's just somebody that had a song with DaBaby, and because she's what, Caucasian and, you know, for the LGBT. I clearly did not do my research on her because I don't give a shit. And that just goes to show you that I don't give a shit. But nonetheless, it had to be, it's something that has to be, you know, mentioned. Anyway, so she basically told Baby, hey, you ain't gonna get on my songs no more. Long story short, because LGBTQ people, they don't like what the fuck you said. So you not getting on my songs no more, baby boy. So that's pretty much what happened. All right. So DaBaby takes back his comments. He apologizes, yada, yada, yada. Then Demi Lovato want to speak out about it. Why the fuck Demi Lovato want to speak out about it? I don't know. But now she's talking about HIV is not a gay disease. And it's not. And I don't remember him saying that. Let's go back. Let me just read it one more time, because I don't want to seem crazy. If you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 or 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighters up. I don't remember him saying anything about being gay. Now, what it sounds to me what it sounds to me is that the LGBTQ community got offended because he mentioned AIDS and HIV, and they know that that particular disease is a stigma around the HIV or around the LGBTQ community. And so they got offended. But you know what they say? If the shoe fit, wear it. Anyways, moving on. So So after the baby apologized, Demi Lovato said the shit that she said. Boohoo man cuts ties. Who the fuck is Boohoo man? Boohoo man. First of all, again, another something that I don't give a fuck about, but clearly it's a fashion brand. I will hope it's not a fashion brand that is predominantly black or made by African-Americans. Boohoo man? Hold on. I definitely have to do some research here. I'm telling you right now, if Boohoo Man was made by African Americans, hold on, let me accept all these cookies, and then, okay. So, you know, I'm doing my research. I'm doing the best I can, you know. And I'm looking at the website, at the Boohoo Man, and, you know, I'm looking at the models that's wearing the shirts. I'm looking at the majority of the people. And now look at me. Now I'm in the back, Jack. So it actually has a picture of what seems to be, she honestly could be any race. And so that's why it's, you know, these days it's hard. But let's see here. She is from, so let's see. Looks like there is a female, two females that are the, a spokesperson for this. So I definitely got to do a little bit more research because these two females look, maybe could be a mixed race. Maybe it could be, white mixed with Caucasian mixed with something else. But long story short, who gives a fuck, right? Like that. No one cares. Like it's Boohoo Man. Seriously. If you're not, it's Boohoo Man. So, okay, they decided to pull out, okay, DaBaby, you can't wear our Boohoo clothes no more, okay? All right, so then Elton John, all right, so then Elton John, he wants to say some shit. I'm still standing, the singer, Elton John, he wants to talk about HIV and the misinformation and homophobia and how it has no place in the music industry. Okay. So that's what he said. And then GLAAD urges Baby to do better. GLAAD, GLAAD, Associates Director of Communities of Color, said in a lengthy statement to Billboard July 28th, while DaBaby has made haphazard attempts to apologize, actions need to be taken for full accountability and change to do better in the future. Again, what the fuck did he say? Anyways, then DaBaby drops a song and a video, you know, again, going in on what he said at the Rolling Loud concert. Then you got Boosie Badass that steps up for him. And I actually seen that post on Instagram, and that's what made me get so serious and so upset, is because I saw the post on Instagram, and next thing you know, Boosie is gone off of Instagram. And it got me to thinking, man, if gay people can control that much, of the population. Whoo, we got some shit to talk about then, gay people. If you can get that offended and ruin a man's career, or try to ruin a man's career, off of some shit that he didn't even say or direct towards the LGBTQ community, what else are y'all capable of? Anyways, so Questlove condemns the baby. Okay, Questlove is a black man from the Roots, the co-founder. He condemns the baby. He said, right is right, and his actions are wrong. Oh, my goodness. Somebody got to say it. Homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, misogyny, racism, this should go without saying, is morally wrong. Oh, my goodness. Again, more to say, T.I. He defends the baby again in an Instagram live video. I think you guys have to understand that on stage, that's not the place that rappers gotta be sensitive and soothe everybody's feelings. He said it's a place to go to have a good time. So T.I. is really in on this conversation. And I think T.I. is in on this conversation because people keep on saying that he fuck with transgender people, which probably is true. And if you know what, and let me just say something, if that is true, then shouldn't we be listening to T.I.? Because he fucks with the... I wasn't ready for that. But I'm saying, shouldn't we listen to T.I.? Because, you know, he advocate, right? For the LGBTQ. I don't know. And then you have Madonna. Madonna's message to the baby on Instagram post. I want to put my cell phone lighter up and pray for your ignorance. What reading these comments and all of this shit is like. Damn. And that's why this shit is the damn segment. The baby responds to Questlove. The baby, you know, he's at Lollapalooza. I mean, the governor's ball drops the baby. Like the baby is having some issues. The baby continues to apologize. Now we're in August. Again, remind you, this happened all the way back in July 25th. Now we are in August. August the 3rd, my people. And the baby is still apologizing. His money is starting to become inconsistent. And he's starting to really feel the pain. So a call for education is something that's listed on the Billboard's timeline for the baby as well. They say that the baby and all American must learn the truth about HIV and work towards defeating the stigma. So they're telling him to educate himself on it. The radio removes the actual Levitating remix song. They removed it. And then Miley Cyrus. First of all, who the fuck is going to take Miley Cyrus's advice? Anyways, so Miley Cyrus said, don't cancel, educate. Okay, I take Miley Cyrus. I'm just, no, but seriously, Miley Cyrus is Miley Cyrus. So, wow. Okay, so sorry about that. So Miley Cyrus says it's easier to cancel someone than to find forgiveness and compassion in ourselves or take the time to change hearts and minds. She wrote. So, I love the fact that Miley Cyrus is kind of, you know, obviously when it comes to Miley Cyrus's background and things like that, it makes more sense for her to jump on the bandwagon when it comes to, like, understanding and forgiveness. Because look at all the shit that she done been through and done did to us. Like, these are things that I can never take back what Miley Cyrus did. Like, you know, on the wrecking ball and rapping and putting her hair in pigtails and having, you know, golds and platinum grills, and you know, I can't unsee that shit, Miley Cyrus. So, of course, you know, it is all about forgiveness. Of course, you would be the perfect advocate to say that. All right, we are coming to an end. Apology deleted over the weekend, August 7th through the 8th. Fans noticed that the baby's official apology, in which he addressed his homophobic Rolling Loud remarks, has been removed from his Instagram account. So, I guess the baby is removing his apologies. Hell yeah. Like, again, like I said, I would too. I would have never even apologized. And then you got Nick Cannon supporting the baby. And then 50 Cent say, hey, the baby a new rapper. He new to the game. He'll get over it. You know, it's more time to come. As long as he keeps his consistency with the music, you know, he won't be canceled. And then 50 Cent say, remember, they canceled Chris Brown 5 or 6 times, you know. So 50 Cent is pretty much like joking about it. He's like, you know, we all been down that road before. It'll be okay. He said, there's nobody that tells you now you're being held to these standards that are mainstream standards, that you can't say things, you can't do these different things. So it's like now he's like, he's pretty much saying like, hey, once you get into the people's eye, there's going to be some things that people are going to notice and see and be like, uh-uh, buddy. So, backstage at the Hot 97 Jam 2001 MetLife Stadium, August 22. let's see what happened there. They actually dropped the baby from the lineup. Oh, my goodness. And that just happened August 22nd. So, as you can see, the baby has been consistently inconsistent. And I'm so sorry, baby, that you had to go through all of this. I'm only apologizing to you because no one. Let me hurry up and let this sound go away because it is really trying to fuck my thing up. But no one deserves all of this scrutiny that you have been going through. You're an artist. Artists are supposed to live their truth. Artists are supposed to, entertain us. Artists are not supposed to, not always, you know, you have all kinds of artists for all kinds of shit. You feel me? And not everybody is going to appease certain audiences. You know what I mean? So I believe that the baby is doing what the baby is supposed to do. And that's entertain musically, say silly shit, dance, joke, whatever he is supposed to do. He's doing that. And we are not allowing him to do that by trying to cancel him for saying shit that had nothing to do with the gay community. So you're trying to tell me, if a white person, a white rapper, let's say Eminem get on stage and he say, hey, if your skin don't burn real bad when you out on the beach, put a lighter up. Is he necessarily saying that he don't like white people? Or is he more geared toward, like, you know, he advocates for black people because he's telling people to put their lighter up because their skin didn't burn in the sun? Like, you see what I'm saying? It's the same fucking shit. It's the same shit. This man said, if you do not have HIV or AIDS, a deadly disease, put your lighter up. Same thing. Eminem can say, hey, if your skin don't burn when you out in the sun too long, put your lighter up. Is that not the same shit? Is it not? Stop it if it's not. Stop it. Because that's your mind. That is your ignorant mind trying to make it something that it's not. And that's the insecurity in you. Okay. Moving forward, another topic of mine, because that was a whole 22 minutes. Another near and dear topic of mine, spirits, is the Saisha. Am I saying that right? I really hope I'm saying that right. Because the baby, his news had me all over the place. Listen, I get heated. But yeah, Saisha McCardo. She's a singer-songwriter. And she's an American Idol alum. What does that even mean, alum? Does that mean she won? I mean, what? She came in third place finalist on the 7th season of American Idol. Third place finalist, 7th season American Idol. Saisha Mercado. Mercado. That's probably how you say it. I don't necessarily know. But the reason why this story is also on the damn segment is because this woman did nothing wrong. This woman is so beautiful and so honest. And, you know, let me just kind of just tell you what I know and what I see. I'm currently on her Instagram right now. And my heart, it breaks, it hurts, it fucking bleeds. Like real blood for this lady. So she posted on Instagram, her actual profile says, "Our son," and I love how she put son, S-U-N, "was medically kidnapped." And let me just explain what happened. So Saisha was pregnant and she had another child, 1-year-old, that was, she was weaning off of breast milk. And she decided that, you know, I'm having this other baby. I must get this baby that I have right now off of my breast so that way I can feed the other one. So in her attempts to wean this baby off of breast milk, he became, you know, dehydrated. So Saisha, and I hope I am saying that right, because I hate messing up people's names because people mess up my name constantly. But yes, it may be Saisha, it may be Saisha, but I want to say it's Saisha because it looks like that. Anyways, so Saisha, she goes to the hospital to ask for help. You know, "Hey, my son's dehydrated, yada, yada, yada." So I'm assuming when she gets to the hospital, you know, Caucasians are so concerned about everything except their own motherfucking problems. So she was like, you know, help me or whatever. The baby was dehydrated. So, you know, obviously if a baby is dehydrated, if anybody is dehydrated, the normal thing is to go to the hospital, right? I mean, even when I was dehydrated, I went to the hospital. They stuck an IV in me, gave me some liquids. I was good to go. Okay. That is not what happened. That's not what happened, though. So the 34-year-old posted an hour-long video August 11th of what she said was a footage of a fleet of sheriff officers surrounding her car and removing her 10-day-old infant daughter as the singer cried, "This is so wrong. This is my baby. My baby is healthy and happy. I'm not a danger to my baby." She had just gave birth to this little girl. But before we even talk about the little girl, let's talk about the little boy. The little boy was taken away from her at the hospital. When she got there, she was trying to explain to them that he was dehydrated because she took him off breast milk. And, you know, she was trying to, you know, transition him onto other maybe formula or whatever the case may be. Well, you can hear in like a footage, and I wish I had that footage right now, that the hospital people are saying, "Are you refusing to give him the B12 shot? Now, I'm not a medical professional, but last time I checked, I don't remember anybody refusing a shot and getting a child taken away from them. So the B12 shot is a vitamin shot. It's a way to prevent or treat deficiency, okay? So it helps with like muscles and things like that. So I don't ever really remember taking the B12 shot. I don't even know too much about that, but I'm definitely, now that I'm looking at it and doing my research just a little bit while I'm here, I'm seeing that this is something that is proven to have been going on for years, and you know, it seems like it works so far. I'm going to do more research, people. Trust me, spirits. I'm going to do more research about this. And if you know any information about this as well, please let me know. But according to the hospital, they refused to give their son the B12 shot. And so the hospital thought it necessary to take the child. So then, after they take her son, this girl is livid, you know, I would be too. And the fact that she has a man, she's not just a single mother, you know. This is a woman that has a man. They're together, have been together for quite some time. I almost want to say that they're engaged. Let me see. Let me look it up. I almost want to say that they are engaged. And that's kind of what it looks like. And you can tell they're very, very, like, they're the kind of people that's, like, yoga, you know, healthy eating. First of all, the mom and the dad are tiny people. So, of course, the son is not supposed to be no big-ass Shrek ogre-eating-ass giant. You know? Anyways. So days after that, she gives birth to her daughter. Oh my goodness. 10 days later, the state troopers and all the devils decide that they want to pull her and her man over in the car and take the new baby. Spirits, does this sound like some slave type shit to you? Does it? Spirits, does this sound like some normal shit to you? Does this sound like some okay shit to you? I hope not. I hope not. Because it's not. It is not at all. Oh my goodness. Both of those stories are so the way they spiraled out of control based off of a Caucasian's perception. That shit blows my mind. And the reason why I say based off of a Caucasian's perception, because I know damn well it ain't going to be a bunch of black people saying, she ain't feeding that baby. Y'all better take that baby. Black people don't like their babies being taken. Caucasians are the ones that came up with the motherfucking CPI, Child Protective Services system. Let's just state facts. Let's just state fucking facts. In my opinion, this lady has done nothing wrong. In my wholehearted opinion, the baby has done nothing wrong. And if I must say, I think the only people that should be on trial here today are the motherfuckers that think it's okay to discredit somebody beat somebody down or talk somebody down, fuck up their money or whatever the case may be, fuck up their childhood, their life, their whatever case. Those are the motherfuckers that should be on trial here today. And those are the ones that I would like to see face to face personally. Saisha McCardo, I am so sorry that this is happening to you, you beautiful spirit butterfly. And baby, I am so sorry that this is happening to you, you beautiful spirit butterfly. I pray that both of you continue to prosper and grow and good things come out of this. I pray that you learn. And Saisha, honestly, if I was you, I would leave America or Florida. Shit, one of them. Shit. But hey, what can I say? That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So, that's all I wanted to say on that matter. That was the damn segment. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about this, please hit me up on my website, www.kamalempire.com. You can check out the forum. You can be a part of it. We can talk about it in the next show, in the next segment, whatever the case may be. If you have more insight on what's going on with Saisha and the baby, please let me know. You know, if you want to just spread your opinion, or if you feel like these topics are near and dear to your heart because of a particular situation that you're battling, also let me know. Let me know what I can do to help. All right. All right. So I just want to say that is the end of the damn segment. And we are moving on with everything else that we got going on. So that concludes the damn segment. If anyone has any questions, comments, or concerns about anything that I've said, please check out my forum on my website at www.kamalempire.com. And now it is time for my favorite segment, Know Your Laws. You got to know your laws. And this is specifically for Saisha, specifically because of what she is going through. So I definitely wanted to make sure that she understands that the 14th Amendment is knocking at her door.
Access granted.
Yes, and I want them to come right on in because she needs to understand that she has all the rights in the world. The 14th Amendment literally states, my nose was itchy. A person born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, or citizen of the United States and of the state wherein they reside, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege of immunities of citizen of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without a process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Equal protection of the laws. Deny a person property. Isn't your child your property? Long story short, isn't your child your property? They came out of your body. You help raise them. You help take care of them. You know, does she not have rights? Absolutely, this girl has rights. This beautiful lady, this beautiful spirit has rights. Stop playing yourself. Saisha, I can see in the tabloids and things like that you are getting help. A lot of celebrities are reaching out to you. They are not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to keep posting about it. This is just one of many more to come. But I got your back, boo. And, you know, you just keep your head up. Yeah, you just keep your head up. And know that, you know, we got you. We got you. And, you know, we're here for you. So don't think that you're in this by yourself, because you're not alone, sis. All right. Love you much. Woo, that was heavy. So I definitely want to break up the aggression and let's bring some laughter in here. Oh my goodness. So this is another segment. I got all kinds of sound effects, all kinds of stuff going on in the background. Spirits, I'm trying to work it out, still trying to get it together, still tweaking some things. But yes, I am doing the best I can. Don't judge me. It's getting better and better every time. But yes.
You're fired.
This is a new segment. You're fired. This is one of my favorite segments. And basically, I've just been going in timeline talking about my jobs and the type of jobs that I've had. The job that I want to talk about today, I talked about that I worked at McDonald's. My job after McDonald's, I was working at a warehouse, my sister and I, where we just basically, you gather mail and things like that. And I think it was like from 11 at night to 7 in the morning, right? And it was kind of, you know, around that time, you're going to be working with a bunch of weirdos. And I'm just being honest with you. These are the people that don't want to be out in the daytime because they got other shit going on. They probably got a bunch of children. They probably trying to go to school. Like, who knows, you know? But, you know, obviously something happened in their life, and that's why they're at this job at night, and they're trying to balance some type of day life or something. So, you know, they're going to be a little crazy. They're going to be a little crazy because they got a lot going on. And that's pretty much what happened, you know. I was surrounded by a lot of weird people. There was this one man that would literally sing Old Man River every time we would come to work. And he had me thinking it was like a racist song because he would literally be like, Old Man River, Old Man River. And okay, Google, stop. I had no idea what that meant, what that was supposed to like do or anything. So yeah, he was just weird. That was weird. The job was pretty good. I can't remember the pay, but I know my sister and I did not last very long, because we were fresh out of high school. So we were like, this cannot be it for us. But, we just knew that that was just a job that we needed to do. And it used to mess up my cuticles. Like when I would go grab the mail, oh my goodness. My cuticles was all nasty. Like, it was just, it's not, you know, you lose a lot of weight because you're walking back and forth and just all kinds of stuff. So, it's definitely not like a job that I think like pretty girls, high school girls should be having. But me and my sister definitely worked that shit. We was all up in there and everyone knew us. They were like, uh-oh, they go to sisters, you know. So, it was a pretty good gig for a while. But hey, good things don't always last. Sometimes you gotta let that go. But I don't really have to fire anyone from this job. I fired myself because it was something that I had to go through. It was something that, you know, I learned along the way. And it's definitely not something that I want to put myself back in anytime soon. But I do thank them for that beautiful opportunity. I'm gonna go ahead and fire myself because I thank God that I'm no longer in that situation.
You're fired!
Okay, so the moment you have all been waiting for. Why am I so consistently inconsistent? Well, I got to be honest with you, spirits. When I first started this podcast, I honestly thought that I was going to, you know, it was going to take off. I was going to have a bunch of people jumping on it. And, you know, I was just going to do the damn thing. But after a long research and things like that, I've noticed that, you know, it doesn't always pan out that way. And my goal was to have a male on my show, and so that way we can kind of counteract each other and go back and forth. Well, every male that I've tried to audition or, you know, say, hey, let's do this thing, it just didn't pan out. You know, it just... I know. It didn't pan out at all. And so, actually, today of all days, or I'm sorry, not today of all days, because today is Wednesday, and I'm so sorry, but yesterday, Tuesday, I was supposed to do this segment, this episode, with a friend of mine, and they actually, you know, kind of abandoned me at the last minute. So that's when I realized not only am I inconsistently consistent, but almost everybody in the world is inconsistently consistent or consistently inconsistent. And it just seems like we all have, you know, it's never going to fall in line the way we think it is, you know? There's always going to be something that's going to throw us off and things of that nature. And it's up to us to get ourselves back on track. And sometimes we'll say things that we don't mean, and sometimes we'll do things that we don't feel. So we're all in this together, and we're all consistently inconsistent. But for me in particular, like I said, I was looking for a co-host. That actually made me want to give up because I felt like I couldn't find anyone that was, you know, whether it was good enough or whether they, you know, were funny enough or like matched my personality. None of that was working out for me, spirits. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to do this on my own, whether it sucks or not. And then if I meet someone and they decide, hey, you know what? I want to jump on this with you, then so be it. So that's pretty much where I'm at with it when it comes to doing it on my own. Now, I have had this issue for quite some time, spirits. I have always been inconsistently consistent. I will always start a project and I won't finish it. Whether it's poetry, whether it's dancing, whether it's, you know, anything, music, it could be literally anything. I will start that project and I will not finish. I don't know what it is about me that does that, but it's something that has to give, right? So I told myself, you know what, moving forward, if I'm going to be doing this podcast, I am going to make sure that I am consistent with it. I'm posting on Wednesdays. I'm blogging on my website. I'm, you know, focusing on my YouTube channel. Like, I'm going to make sure that I get these things done. I won't take up too much of your time because I know I took up a lot of time in that segment, in the damn segment with Saisha as well as the baby. So this is just a 5-minute, segment just to kind of go over why I'm inconsistently consistent. Or is it consistently inconsistent? Yes. Why do I keep messing it up? Why I'm consistently inconsistent. But yes, I pretty much just, I get in my own way. I get in my own way. I tell myself that, you know, I'm better with someone else, or, you know, if this person, you know, or if that person heard me, or if this person was with me, you know, I never give the credit to myself. And the credit should be given to me, because I work hard, and this is something that I really want to do, and not just something that I really want to do, but this is something that, you know, God instilled in me. And I feel like, you know, he wouldn't wake me up at 3:00 in the morning to get it done, you know, if it's not meant to be. So my goal here is to make sure that even if I'm not perfect, that I'm perfectly imperfect. Even though I'm not consistent, that I'm consistently inconsistent, you know, I just want to make sure that even if I fall just a tiny bit, that I force myself to get back up. And that's my message for everybody, for every single person, Saisha, the baby, the world, you, myself. Even if we fall, even if we feel like we're not as consistent as we would like to be, do it again. Do it another time. Do it the next day. Do it a million times more until you become as consistent as fuck. And nobody can give you boo shit about it because you know that you've worked hard at it and you deserve this.
That was easy.
Welcome back to my channel, Spirits. If you are just tuning in, you missed it. The whole episode is gone. It's the end. Venito. Done. But this is Miss Kiki Kamau, my First Amendment podcast that you are listening to. And I am your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. And this episode was called Consistently Inconsistent. And now you know why. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please check me out on my website at www.kamauempire.com. Hit me up. Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe. But also don't forget to comment on my podcast as well, on Spotify, Anchor, Google, wherever you're listening to this app. Don't forget to like it, subscribe it, and also check me out on my Instagram and Facebook, Snapchat, and more. I am here for you. I love you. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to listening to you, and I look forward to empathizing with you. Till next time, fly high, spirits.